Woo! Hi everyone, this is the Walking Dead Recap!
Yeah, that's a good way,
I'm finally back. Hello.
Finally back for another edition of Recap Special Bonanza, Walking Dead style.
Special Recap Bonanza.
What else can you say with it? It's the Walking Dead. It's what it is. We do this shit all the time. You guys know who we are. If you don't know who we are, why the fuck are you listening now? Fucking 5 seasons into this shit. No, actually, we didn't start it from... What season did we start doing this shit from? 3? 4?
I think it was 4.
Last year?
Yeah, that sounds about right. I think, no, it was the... I remember
doing season 4 finale with you guys. I remember not doing the first episode.
Oh, I can't remember. I think we just go along. We just do this shit whenever we feel like, I think. That's pretty much what we're doing.
Whatever.
But we are here, and we are here to talk consumed, which I kind of felt consumed watching this episode, because I hate Daryl. I fucking hate him.
You hate Daryl?
I hate Daryl now. I hate the guy. He is hopeless.
Oh my god.
He is completely useless. He might as well go and get his hair products and just fuck off the show permanently.
Hair products? Motherfucker needs a wet nap or something. Do you see him?
He needs a haircut. That's what he needs, a fucking haircut. He's not a goddamn fashion model walking down a runway, so stop flicking his hair back and grab his crossbow and kill some motherfucker.
Hey, get in my way. Gotta look for Merle. Girl. Carl.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
You're starting to sound like Merle. you sick or something?
Yeah, that would happen.
You sound like you got the infection. What's going on with you?
I'm dying.
You're dying. Oh, well, we all die. What can we say?
Yeah, you know, we got this episode. It's more of a reveal of what happened to Carol. Her prequel and her sequel.
Man, that was so boring. Who gave a shit? They didn't even tell you. They just showed a flashback of her driving away from Rick. A flashback of her burying a body. A flashback,
of her yelling at a zombie beating her window.
Taking a shit in the middle of bushes. Who cares? Seriously.
People want to know what Carol did.
Give us a recap.
I didn't show her.
But why do we want to know this stuff of her? Like, the stuff that they could have showed us last season.
That's the point. It's like, you're not showing us anything that's actually fascinating.
It would have totally made sense last season. At least they could have showed this episode before she met up with Tyrese. I feel like this is kind of an irrelevant episode.
It literally took you nowhere. It's like, we know Bess in the fucking hospital. We know all that shit, but it's just a whole episode of them running around the city. It felt like it was trying to be like The Last of Us, I felt, in some weird way.
It's Daryl and Carol family time, guys.
Yeah, Carol doing all the work. Daryl just walking behind her with a flashlight, pushing her into the dangerous situations. He didn't do shit.
Honestly, after all of that Carol's done and I've seen her do, I would push her in a dangerous situation. You take care of it. You can do it. Go.
Yeah, but Daryl should be a man. He should be manning up and taking care of stuff. But he's not. He's putting her in all these situations. God, his crossbow stolen by Steve Urkel. What a joke's that?
His name's Noah.
Yeah, Steve Urkel. That's who he is. Jamil White. That's who it was.
I'm goddamn.
It's Jamil White.
You know, that's so funny. Last week, Wayne said that guy looked like a Steve Urkel. Without even seeing the Key and Peele skit. Did you see that skit?
I see you sent it to me. Yes, you did send it.
What do you think of that skit?
Is it actually him?
Is that actually him?
Oh my lord.
Are you saying that all black people look alike, Wayne? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Of course they do. We all do. I look like a Spanish person and I'm not even Spanish.
We all do.
We all bleed red, so therefore we all the same.
Oh, don't you start. Don't you start with me.
We all red skin up in here.
Not red skin, but we're red blooded.
Nah. We're all human, you guys. We're all human.
We are.
Nah, I don't like that.
You know, Sammy don't think that. Racist.
No, I definitely don't. I'm definitely racist. Fuck the white man. What the fuck?
You're allowed to be, everyone's allowed to be, every single person in this world is racist. I don't care what they say or who they think they are, everyone is racist.
What if you're blind?
And you know what? Well, at least they're full of shit, because there's no one. It's like saying people aren't sexist. Everyone is sexist, and everyone's gotta be sexist.
What if you're blind, though?
very racist.
What if you're hermaphrodite?
I've known a story of a black guy who was blind who hated black people and he didn't know he's black.
That's a Chappelle show.
That's a true story.
We're talking about The Walking Dead.
I'm sure it was based on that story. Walking Dead. What's there to talk about this episode? Seriously, this is a recap of an episode that never happened.
It's a filler. What? It's a filler episode.
I don't like fillers. They are dull.
Season 2 was nothing but filler. And you love that.
That was character development. This is just walk around, get your crossbow, stolen meat, Steve Urkel, look at a building, have a sleep, fall off a bridge in a car and survive. Fucking horseshit. I can believe in everything else with walkers and zombies and shit. Put your seatbelt on, you might survive a crash of a fucking car going off a bridge. Bullshit on that. That's what I say. That's pretty much my opinion.
Well, but who would survive falling off a bridge in a car? Of course, Daryl and Carol. Of course.
And just walk away from it.
Yeah, they literally walked away from it.
I don't know. This episode, they're losing me again. It's a Walking Dead tradition. They start off strong and then just fuck it right up.
Mid-season finale is coming, so you know they're going to crank it up real quick.
Oh, yeah, Marty. Rick's going to go in there and kill everyone.
Well, no, we know what happened before. Like, this is like a flashback. This is Daryl. At the end of the scene, we see Daryl and Noah go together. They're going back to the church to go get everyone so they can go storm the hospital.
What a waste of time that is.
Why is that a waste of time? Why is that a waste of time?
Because Rick's just going to kill everyone. Rick will just kill everyone in that hospital. He'll burn the whole hospital. He'll do a joke and walk out and blow the whole fucking hospital up.
Yes.
No matter who's inside. He don't care.
Oh, no, he cares. As long as Beth and Carol are outside, they don't care.
Oh, he didn't care about them. He sent Carol away because he was evil.
He's not
a nice person, Rick. He's evil, which I respect and I like. Rick's he's an evil. He's worse than the walkers. He's worse than the governor ever was.
Rick's evil now. He's gone he's dark evil. Side. Evil,
well, granted, he did come back though. He kind of came back a little bit because he was told. So they told him like, hey, don't forget who you are. You know, even Bobby Stokes before he died. Well, not Bobby Stokes. What's his name? Billy?
What did Bobby Stokey say?
Stokey? Drunky?
Yeah, Drunky.
Yeah, he told...
What did he say?
He kind of reminded me. He said, hey, man, you know, don't be like that. You know, be cool. I'm trying to...
Be cool. No, I like Angry Rick. I reckon Rick's good, but he's got more fucking balls than what Daryl does these days, and someone's got to do it, I guess, so might as well be Rick. Oh, Carol's got more balls than him. When are we going to get a Maggie episode? I'm sick of seeing a Beth episode and a fucking Carol. Give me a Maggie episode.
We had a little Maggie episode before with Abraham and all of them, and we found out he was lying.
What
would you get from a Maggie episode?
You will get the greatest episode of all time.
Stop it.
Wait. Easily.
How? No. You know what would make the greatest episode? Rick and Michonne together just taking everybody out. That's
No, it'd be dull. Very dull. I'll stick with my Maggie episode, thank you.
You just want to see your
Maggie and Rosita episode.
You just want to see them in like little tank tops and short shorts.
And what's wrong with that?
Nothing. There's not a damn thing.
Exactly.
I'd be okay with
episode,
that.
Best episode ever.
Can that be the season finale?
That would be the best season finale of all time. Easily. Compared to freaking bloody Daryl walking around looking for hair products and makeup and shit.
Looking for more dirt to rub on himself. Motherfucker's way too dirty.
He's just got this... he's got this...
Dirt.
It's dirty. I really hate the way they're writing him this season. I fucking hate it.
He's like dirty and greasy at the same time.
Yeah, but that's the point. They're trying to make him like this fashion model that looks like he's beaten up and tough. And like, you still look like the fucking pretty boy. Merle needs to knock some sense back into him, I swear.
No, I just cannot believe this motherfucker can't find a face cloth and wipe his shit down. I can't. Everyone else can. For fuck's sake, they can shave.
Even Carol, they showed wiping her face.
And then you see the van. We're talking about the van episode.
The little crosses, cross van. Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm just...
Wayne's so done with this episode already.
I know.
There's nothing to say about this episode. Seriously, it was just a dull, boring fucking episode.
A lot of people said it was very suspenseful on comments and everything and
how?
Talking Dead.
The Talking Dead is there to big up everything. So they're, of course, they're going to take the weakest episode and be like, oh, it was fantastic. Just like the season opener. It was so good. It really wasn't that great. I'm not going to say that this was a great Walking Dead episode. It was still a good one.
No.
It was all right. I like the, I'm not going to say present stuff, but I kind of like the present stuff. You know, them walking through the city and figuring out how they're going to get there.
If you say the Beth, not the Beth episode.
The Beth episode made me really uncomfortable.
I actually really liked the Beth episode.
Oh, that's it.
I really liked it. I liked it, the whole lollipop and the cop thing. Yeah, that's
the one. That was the worst episode. I hate Beth.
I definitely wanted to see Sammy when I saw the episode. I'm like, oh, man.
I was so uncomfortable. I was like, no, stop. Stop it.
It was like that 50 Shades of Grey book you've been reading on your Snapchat.
My God.
Oh, that fucking God.
Yes, okay, I'm not going to lie to everyone. Yes, I've been reading the 50 Shades of Grey trilogy, and I have been snapping everyone about how horrible it is.
Trilogy?
I don't know.
Yes.
They actually got a trilogy that
she did? Her camera been so foggy and so moist of all those readings.
Moist? I'm going to be sick. These books are just terrible. They've been together for like 3 months and he's asking her to marry him and move in with him and stuff.
Yeah,
that book.
It's great. It's great. I love it.
Let's talk about the dynamic of who gets the top bunk and who gets the bottom bunk with Merle.
Merle would have made this episode a whole lot more fun if he was with Carol.
I say, if Merle was in episode with Daryl, would have been a better episode. That's for sure.
It would have been so much fun.
See, I just don't get, I can't understand people actually defending this, saying it was suspenseful. I mean, oh, shit. It's just...
You see, Daryl get the bottom bunk, so you know he was the bottom, anyway.
Oh,
yeah, he would always be on the bottom.
More gay subtext, I guess.
Yeah. And what was the deal with him burning those fucking bodies for?
The children.
Why?
It's because they were children.
What a waste. What a waste of weapons.
What a waste of weapons. I'm pretty sure he didn't kill them with, like, he killed them with his knife. I'm gonna just...
What a waste of a knife.
What's a waste of a good knife?
That's a waste of effort. He needs to replenish his energy.
Yeah, that's all they needed, like, laying in bed all sleepy and stuff, and, like, a little child just starts nibbling on his toes. Like, fuck that. No.
Oh, what's a child?
Kill them. They're walkers, Wayne. You don't know.
But he's wasting energy.
Wasting energy.
I wouldn't want to waste my energy. He's got to keep all the energy he can possibly keep.
Wasting energy.
He is. He's wasting energy.
Wasting energy on killing children, putting them to rest.
Yeah, but there's not much food in this world. Not much food in this world. He's walking around trying to kill people. It's pointless. He's just wasting good energy that he could be using elsewhere. Don't like Daryl. Daryl's a dick. That's what Daryl Dixon.
Can we hard cut right here, like to Wayne in the first episode, first when we first started this, like, oh, I love Daryl. Daryl's the best.
Now he's a dick. He's a lazy dick and a dumb dick.
he's lazy and dumb.
Dick.
He's a dick now.
Daryl Dick.
He's so sassy.
I see some people.
P1, talk some sense into these motherfuckers. They actually enjoyed this episode.
I did not say I enjoyed this episode.
You said it was the best episode.
I liked the last one with Betty.
Said you liked Beth the best. Beth was the best episode.
I didn't like Beth the best. I liked her being harassed.
You like sexual harassment?
Yes.
Well, they heard it first, baby. CJ supports sexual harassment.
I do. Gamergate all the way.
Against young white women, I'm sure. Yep, sexual harassment.
Lollipops, though.
Game.
Alrighty then. Well, welcome to the recap. Yeah, shit. I guess. What the fuck did I just join into?
You walked into a fucked up mess.
The only thing I have to say to that is, where the fuck you been at, CJ? I ought to put my foot up your black ass. Fuck, you can't respond back to none of our fucking messages, huh?
And he goes quiet.
Uh-huh. Son of a bitch.
And he's still quiet.
Yeah, of course he's still gonna be quiet. He know I'm pissed off, shit.
What did you think of the episode, P1?
I'm thinking about putting my foot up his ass is what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking, shit. Which episode are we talking about now? I heard Beth and everything else consumed. Up there.
Well, you're more manly than Daryl, I'll give you that.
Oh, everybody's more manly than Daryl. I mean, did you see that Beth sleeping on?
No, hasn't Daryl become the world's biggest pussy since this season started?
Are you kidding me? He was going to leave Noah for dead.
Yeah, but that's because he's a racist. That's all that is. Oh,
my God. Yeah, I guess it does run in the family.
It does run in the family, but he seems to have no problem with Michonne.
Oh, but she's female.
That's because she got a vagina.
That doesn't count. You got tits and ass. It doesn't count.
Vagina always counts. You just don't know when.
Mm-hmm. Not to Daryl, it shouldn't, though.
Oh, yes. Poor Daryl is gay.
He's gay. There's no doubt about that.
What does it matter?
It matters because in the day, Mel would beat his ass off.
They're starting to show it in this show, too, especially when that bed he slept on.
Oh, yeah.
I was kind of fucked up, actually. I was a little offended by that. I'm not even gay.
What? What do you mean? Because he slept on a bed that makes him gay.
Yeah, because it was pink. You heard what Carol said. This is more for your taste anyway. I was like, ain't that a bitch?
And it was the bottom. He was a bottom bitch.
Yeah, he's always going to be on the bottom. But, I mean, come on. This episode just had so much fucked up stupid shit. Falling off a bridge in a fucking van and surviving. Yeah. Just walking around meeting up with Steve Urkel, getting his crossbow getting stolen.
But this,
that kid is a horrible actor, by the way.
It was dumb.
Yeah, terrible. I laughed so hard when the walkers were trapped in the sleeping bags and shit in the tent. I laughed so fucking hard. It was so fucking funny.
What the fuck were the tents doing in there?
It was funny. I was dead. Oh, it was so funny.
Why were there tents inside a building?
I don't know.
I like this episode, so.
Oh my god, you Gotham loving motherfucker.
Oh my lord.
That's right.
I liked it too.
Yeah, I like it so.
And I fucking hate Gotham.
I just got done talking to somebody right now actually that just was telling me he wouldn't shut the fuck up because he loved it so much. I was like, alright man, I gotta go record now. You can stop telling me about it now.
Well, you tell Cody to shut the fuck up and let you do your job. No.
I don't know how he feels.
Oh, so you weren't talking to Cody. Oh, fair enough. You weren't talking to Maxie JJ, though.
Of course I am. Come on, where do you think I got the info from?
Best friends, right?
Oh, yeah.
More fucking reliable than CJ black ass. That's what damn sure.
I'll tell you what.
Ride your fucking ass, nigga, to the end of the goddamn year now. Shit.
Yeah, the year's not that long to go, you know.
Oh, it's gonna go. Oh,
it's gonna go.
It's not long, though. You only got another month.
It's gonna be the worst month of CJ's life. It's gonna be the worst fucking month, nigga.
I think you two need to box it out.
Nah, he wouldn't throw a fist. He didn't even hit Maxie J. Oh, why'd he hit me? Shit. Shit.
Yeah, I gotta agree. Maxie J needs it. But maybe you should just fight Maxie J.
No, I'd rather find CJ.
I
would have
slapped that motherfucker.
I'd rather find CJ.
Oh, Sammy, I reckon you'd beat the shit out of him.
Oh, I'd kick the shit out of him. Oh my god. It would be so much fun.
You'd probably kick the shit out of that black bastard in this show, too. That kid is horrible.
It's terrible.
You're Steve Urkel.
Yeah, that kid is horrible. Wayne, you don't look shit like Steve Urkel, too, by the way.
He looks just like Jamil White. Don't you give me that
You keep saying that. Like, I'm supposed to have a reaction
to that. He looks like Jamil White. I don't care what
you've been doing this on every show now, comparing some black dude to some other black dude and shit. You look nothing alike, man. I'm looking at a photo of this kid right now.
Steve
Urkel.
It's Jamil White. I am convinced.
What
was his name? Sammy, what was his name?
Noah,
alright. Noah, where the motherfucker, who was the actor that played Noah?
Who played Noah? James Tyler Williams. Tyler James Williams, sorry.
How the fuck do you know this shit?
How do I know this shit? I just watched the credits.
Everybody Hate Chris.
Yeah, that too.
Why?
I watched the credits, you guys. People work really hard on things. We should watch the credits.
Jameel White. Look, that motherfucker's Jameel White.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna fucking Google Jameel White and I'm gonna look at this Tyler kid at the same time, right now.
No, Sammy.
I'm better do that, don't you worry.
Just go ahead and look up the Key and Peele skit. And then that's probably where he got it from.
No, I'm telling you. This Jill, looks like Jameel White.
Jameel White does not look like
Jolly White.
Tyler James.
I'm gonna fuck this kid's name up so many
fucking times. Yeah, so I just realized I've been fucking his name up for the whole
Yeah, Jolly White.
Yeah, it's
you learn something new. You learn something new every day, then, don't you?
Yeah, you racist fuck.
Yeah, I'm proud of that.
Yeah, I bet you are proud of that. Yeah, you're Daryl. Yeah.
I learned it from Merle, my man.
Yeah, you're Daryl. I know you are. Yeah, I know you're proud as fuck.
I love Merle, man. As I said, Daryl. Everyone's got a bit of racism. Everyone's a bit of racism.
I didn't say you were Merle. I said you were Daryl. You ain't bad enough to be Merle, but you're Daryl.
Fucking don't you dare call me Daryl.
You Daryl. Come on now.
More manly than
everybody knows you got a boner for Carol. Everybody knows that shit.
Hey, you know what? She was pretty hot.
She was not hot. This was
not bad. You, tell you, well, my.
You know, if P1's saying you ain't hot, then that's something. If she was to throw me the pussy, I'd just be like, oh, what are you doing? Put your clothes back on. Come on now.
I don't think in this world. I reckon you just close your eyes. You can just make out as anyone else. You'd be right.
Close your eyes.
Fuck a cactus.
I would fuck the gas tank before I fuck. I would open up the gas tank and stick my dick in that and fuck that before and just let Carol watch and be like, you see this? I'd rather fuck this before you. Come on now. She looks like she's walking with AIDS and cancer mixed in one. I mean, come on now.
And that's very attractive. Okay?
She looks horrible looking. Let's be real. I mean, great actress. Don't get me wrong, but I wouldn't fuck buckwheat. I mean, come on. So why would I fuck buckwheat?
That's not nice. And all women have their sexual hotness to them, no matter what.
Just not Carol.
No matter how ugly they are.
Just not Carol.
Even Carol. Even Carol can be hot in her own little way.
I can see Wayne with her now talking about, don't talk about my woman like that, P1. I'd be like, nigga, fuck your woman. That bitch is lucky.
Hey, she's a tough, strong.
She ain't tough. She got weak in this episode. What are you talking about? She was weak.
What are you talking about? She's the one leading in the battle. Oh, she's going in there before Daryl is and shit like that.
She was crying, talking about, you're just going to leave this kid here? It's just like, bitch, you shot a kid? Shit, why can't I leave a kid? Shit, hold on. The shit you did, now all of a sudden, I'm the one that's wrong? Fuck you.
That is true. She was going to kill him earlier.
Then she started crying about that shit, and the next you know it, even Daryl talks some sense to her, and then at the end, she's like, Daryl, you can't leave him. It's just like, bitch, I see a reasonable just here. Let's see. You killed a kid because that kid was going to kill them, and I'm going to kill this kid because he was going to kill us. So I don't see nothing different here. It's about the same. It's even here. So why are you getting on my case about this right now? Plus, let him die. He can't act anyway.
Who, Jimmy? Oh, look, you're not that bad.
You can't. His name's Tyler.
See? I told you.
What are we seeing?
It's him.
You wrong.
That's what Jameel White.
Talking about Steve. You keep calling him Steve Urkel and his name is Jolly White or whatever, but this kid clearly from Everybody Hate Chris.
Close enough.
Damn, you are racist. See the fuck now. Racist. Jesus.
I can see the resemblance.
This kid don't look nothing like Steve Urkel.
You watch, you'll say, did I do that? And that'll be the end of it. You'll go, shit, it is him.
You do realize Jolly White is short and bulky, right? He's got a little muscle mass on him. This kid is tall.
I was going to say, he did get a bit of muscle to him.
This kid is tall and linky.
What is his problem? He can beef up.
He don't look shit like fucking Jolly White. That's what I'm trying to tell your ass. His body mass ain't even the same.
He can get there, alright? If he puts suspenders on, bulks up a bit, then he can get
Frank,
there.
Frank, you a racist fuck, you goddamn nigger, you.
I see potential in him. I think he can do it.
Oh my god.
You see potential in another black man to become Steve Urkel, okay?
The world needs another Urkel. We all need Urkels. Urkel made the world very funny. And now he's gone.
I wish I could say the same.
We need another Urkel.
But, you know, he was kind of boring and gay, so.
Oh, he is. No, who? Urkel?
Oh, He-Man.
He-Man is not.
Come on. He could be That's why you Daryl, see? Because you hide in the closet. You can't admit it. You know, if you love He-Man as much as Wayne do, you hide about something up in there.
Fuck He-Man, why not?
You got some skeletons.
He's the most powerful man in the universe, after all.
You got some skeletons in your closet, Dan. I don't know. Something about a big-ass, greasy man wearing spandexes and riding this monster-looking creature, whatever, fighting a skeleton. Yeah. Sounds kind of gay, man.
That's pretty hot.
It's pretty hot, huh?
Either that, you still enjoyed Gotham, man. I mean, that to me is just... That's gonna be the ultimate.
That was better than every He-Man episode there ever was.
Get the fuck out of here.
Better than fucking every He-Man episode ever is. I saw somebody watch that shit and I watched it when I was
never even seen the He-Man episode.
What is this shit? This show is horrible. I can't believe Wayne sat up here defending this shit all these years.
Best show of all time. Ever. Simple as that.
Okay.
How can you not... You know what, Carol Ann, too bad. I'm actually looking at her photos. She
oh, my God.
Okay, so...
She's got potential.
Watches He-Man and thinks Carol is hot. All right, then. All right, you Daryl, see? You Daryl, man! Okay. You Daryl!
Hey, Daryl's gay, though. That's different.
Yeah!
Daryl doesn't even like her.
I'm trying to tell you something.
Daryl doesn't even like her.
I'm trying to tell you something. You need to stop fighting it. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Daryl doesn't even like her, though.
Neither do you, cause you know why? You're like, come on now, let's be real. Yeah, you know, I know how to test this too. I'm gonna send Cody to Australia and we'll see how far you get with him.
Oh, Cody, Cody's very attractive, man, I admit that.
Do
very
it.
Attractive. I just stay out of hallways when it comes to him.
He's do it. Very do good. It. Do it, you Wayne. Might. Do it.
Do what? Do Cody. No,
do Cody.
I can't do that.
Why not?
Because he's a good man, and we all know that he just loves women. So, and it would break the image of him being this tough renegade, tough man. Kind of.
Oh yeah, because that's the image that Cody has, right?
What the fuck were we talking about with
Walking Dead? You were saying
see,
that
this episode's that boring. There's nothing to talk about in it. They completely dull.
But you said Carol was hot, though.
Yeah, I think she's got potential being hot.
She has the potential to be hot. If Carol's hot, I'm a fucking 10. Oh my God.
Wow.
Are you putting yourself down in that or what?
Not even trying.
A 5 or 0 you gave her, so you
know. Oh yeah, you motherfucker.
Oh yeah,
fuck you. Fuck you, Wayne. Fucking give me a 0. I'm a 1.
Carol,
I'm a 3 at most.
So you just said in this world, Carol is a 10 and Samantha is a 0.
I never said that.
Seriously? Seriously? In the game of Walking Dead, right here, right now, in this universe, in Atlanta, Georgia, right now, you wouldn't...
I think
really?
Really? That's all I'm saying. I think she's got potential to be a very...
Wait, you gay. Come on now.
Go downtown on some salt shaker.
I'm convinced. You, every time you talk now, I'm convinced. Come on, Wayne. Just come out that closet. Be free with yourself, man.
Daryl is a man that hangs around with her, and I think he sees the potential in her. He just can't bring himself to
no
because we all know
to accessorize her and make her look pretty. That's what he's trying to do there, because that's what every bitch is trying to do. And yeah.
He's trying to. He thinks she's a man. That's the problem.
I'm seeing some similarities between you two. I'm seeing there's a lot of similarities here between you two.
What, between me and Daryl or me and Carol?
You and Daryl, yeah.
Daryl get all the women. That'd be alright. I mean, even though he might be gay, he'd still have women chasing after him.
That's the only similarity I don't see between you two, but either way.
Exactly. I still don't get why women seen Daryl. I mean, in the start of the seasons, yeah, he was actually a tough renegade, tough guy. Now he's a fucking walking, whinging piece of shit.
To be fair, going back on older episodes, he kind of never was tough. He just always had that one appearance where it made him just look tough. But compared to everybody else, he was kind of the soft one.
Yeah. Until Tyrone came. Or Tyrese.
Tyrese
knocked
his ass out.
Yeah, I mean, even back in season 1 and 2, I mean, you know, when Shane, Rick, and Merle and all them still around, you know, I mean, Daryl, I think people just gravitated to him saying he was the badass one just because he was the sane one out of all of them and just doing something cool every now and then. But to be fair, he he's the little chihuahua in the dog pile of Rottweilers. I mean,
who are we talking about now?
Talking about you. Talking about your alter ego, Daryl. Talking about you,
Daryl. I don't walk around with no crossbow.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know. Daryl's, he's starting off such a strong character now, and they're just, he is seriously just, it's making Carol go into dangerous situations before he does and stand behind with a flashlight. Oh, I'm like, you fucking weak dog.
I don't think he started off as a strong character personally, but because he really didn't give shit to do when he first came into the show. I mean, he really didn't get his badassery until third season.
Yeah, true. Fair enough.
And even in
still, at least he was in the background, like as a solo, you know. He didn't.
Nah. Another thing I gotta disagree with you too, in this episode, he took charge.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
What'd he do?
He took charge or whatever. Carol shit.
In situations and hid behind and stuff. Coward.
He did more than Carol did this episode, that's for damn sure.
Wait, Daryl, what are you talking about? He's the one who
she couldn't even kill the kid.
Fucking weapons. What
the
kid?
Zombie kid that was beating at the door. Daryl had to do
it. She was going to.
She wasn't going to do shit. She was just standing there crying.
She was going to.
She was crying. Man, she was just like, I can't believe I have to do this again. It's like, bitch, how many people you didn't kill already? And you still crying about this shit? Come on, heaven. You know, she wanted to start talking about fucking, what's her name, Sophia and shit like that. And it's like, bitch, how many years ago was that? That bitch is dead now. Come on now.
Jesus, how many years ago was that?
It's old news now. Move on.
Yeah, but she lost her daughter, see? So that's a tragic event.
Okay, and Daryl lost his brother.
Oh, Merle and dead. Merle's, he's alive in all of us.
Merle's alive in all of us.
We all have a little Merle
in
us.
Shit, I got a lot of Merle in me. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
shit, man, Merle, baby brother, is always, that's my brother. Merle is always going to be around. He was in Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's true.
Blue red man.
Baby brother.
Yeah, that stick was his whip.
That stupid arrow thing.
Stupid to you, Wayne, except for fucking goddamn He-Man. Everything is stupid to you, Wayne, except for He-Man.
Not even He-Man's stupid. He-Man's a lovable
stupid. Come on, people.
Of course it's stupid. It's a lovable stupid.
It is not lovable. It's
a lovable stupid.
I've been wanting to message you about that shit later. I was like, man, you better not ever bring this shit up as far as being good, because fuck, man.
E-Man is very good. Very strong potential.
Oh,
very strong potential.
For a great show.
If they put some pants on him and a shirt.
He-Man don't wear pants. You don't need to wear pants.
Yeah, he doesn't need to wear pants.
Does not need to wear
them. Now I wonder why you like him so much now.
Pants cannot contain the power of He-Man.
Uh-huh. And the power of Wayne's boner for him, too. Yeah, apparently.
Nothing wrong with loving He-Man. He-Man's a very powerful.
It's always the most homophobic motherfuckers that love He-Man, too. You ever notice that?
What's going on?
You, Tony, I mean, you know,
I think Tony's even got more love for He-Man than I do. That's a concern.
Whatever.
That's
Wayne.
A concern. That's a concern.
Well, only He-Man's just, I don't know what He-Man's got to do with this anyway.
You guys.
Honestly, this episode is that fucking dull. We can't even talk about it. That's how fuck it. And you guys actually like this episode. That confused me.
Yeah, a lot of suspense to it. A lot of tension, a lot of suspense.
Suspense? What suspense?
A lot of fucking suspense.
I've got more suspense taking a shower.
A lot of fucking suspense. God damn, now your black ass is gone to hating TV shows now and shit? Even the good ones?
I don't hate this show. I just hate this episode.
There's nothing wrong with this fucking episode. You the only motherfucker that hates it.
Exactly. The key word there was nothing, because there was nothing in this episode.
There was a lot to do with this episode. Come on.
It was a good way to go to sleep, I'll give you that.
It was a good way to go to sleep.
There was even throwbacks to the first season in here.
When? How?
When Carol was talking about Ed.
Oh, Oh, fuck Ed. Who cares about Ed?
Even the poster shot too, even with Rick, going through on the freeway and shit like that. They even showed the scenery of that shit as well. There's a lot of fucking cinematography shots here that went back to like that very first episode.
Rick and his horse.
And his horse.
Rick can take his horse and fuck off on the horse he rode in on.
He did ride in on a horse.
He rode in on it and he fucked off.
Technically that wasn't his horse though, so fuck that horse. Yeah.
And what'd he do? He let her get eaten. What a bastard. How evil.
That horse was gonna die anyway, shit.
Rick could have eaten that horse later on. And he let her get eaten by
Bumblebee. Nah, you don't want to eat a horse, man. I'm telling you right now. They're not really that good. Right, Sammy?
Yeah, they're really not that good. They're very tough. Yeah.
You would know all of us.
Oh, I do. I know how to track shit, too.
Yeah, you gotta bless it, right? You gotta bless it, right?
Yeah, I do. You gotta sprinkle a little tobacco on the ground. Thank you very much.
Yeah, use your tomahawk on that motherfucker too, right?
Mm-hmm. See, P1 knows. P1 knows all about the culture.
I've been studying your people lately. That's why. I'm just curious. That's why. I've been following your racism and all that shit, whatever, and I've just been studying your people and just where all this coming from. So, I know you're-
For your new TV show, right?
Nah, it's from a website and a book.
And a book.
Yeah, how to be Indian for Dummies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good book.
Have you learned much from it?
I got into like 20 pages. Yeah, I learned a couple things.
Oh shit, there you go.
I learned that before they started killing animals and blessing them and shit like that, they were the first farmers for corn and shit like that. So, you know. Thank you, Sammy, for bringing that into our world. We appreciate you for that.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Welcome. Corn on the cob is delicious.
Popcorn?
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
Well, they didn't have microwaves back then.
Oh my god,
they had fire pits. They don't need microwaves.
Oh, is that how they made popcorn?
Yeah. God.
So did they used to sit down around like a bunch of teepees and act out movies while having popcorn and Diet Coke and shit?
That's just racist, exactly. Man. That's just racist. Oh, yeah. That's just fucking racist, right? Yeah, you are all over the
As I said, we all have a little bit of Merlin.
Oh, you got a lot of you, but that's right, you had him up in you probably too, right?
Would you not want to have sex with Merlin?
Yeah, take it, baby Wayne. Take it.
I would do anything to bring Merle back in this show. I will do anything to have Merle back.
I'm sure you would do anything.
So you do a lot. Merle will make this show more exciting.
The show is exciting. What are you talking about? This is I'm trying to figure out what you didn't like about this episode.
Everything.
You mean just like how you thought Interstellar made sense at the end, yet you still never haven't gave it an explanation for it?
It still didn't make sense.
Then what was that?
I'm just sorry you're too stupid.
I'm still waiting for your explanation of why it made sense. You still never gave that shit. I love how you say it makes sense, but yet you don't explain it. Like,
it made sense. You based it on love. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
How the hell could you miss that?
It had nothing to do with love.
Oh my god.
What the fuck is P1 on about? It
did have to do with love, Wayne.
No, it
at the end. At the
nothing at all. It was based on
his love for his daughter took him back to the
it was not based on his
love. Oh my lord. I got to end the
shit. We're meant to talk about Walking Dead.
Oh my god.
We're trying to make sense out of you right now. That's why.
You uneducated motherfuckers don't understand how black holes and shit work. Gotta go and understand.
You don't even understand how a black hole works. Shit.
I have been in a black hole. It's called Walking Dead because this episode sucked me in and just lost
your daughter's bookshelf.
Oh my god.
Did you even hear what they were talking about?
He even said it. The love of my daughter is what's gonna find me. What the fuck? He said that, Wayne.
Did he explain what the whole bookshelf was? Did you even understand that part?
Oh my god, you Nolan fanboy. I never thought
that. Hey, Dark Knight Rises. Dark Knight Rises is not a good film. I'll admit
that. No, you didn't. You said you put that shit on your best of list.
Oh my god.
I didn't see that. Yeah, on that year it came out, because nothing else came out that year.
Bullshit!
Nothing came out that year, oh my god.
Of what I saw, I don't see many films. I don't have Interstellar as my number one movie of the year, but I did enjoy it.
Yeah, Expendables 3 is, we know that, but still.
That was a top film, right?
Oh my god.
Genius movie.
Oh my god.
I love that film.
So I'm trying to understand.
You don't understand the expense.
So the only good episode of Gotham you hated, this episode you hated The Walking Dead, but you loved Interstellar. Okay. All right.
Interstellar was a great movie. It was.
It was not fucking great.
Gotham. You enjoy Gotham. CJ enjoys The Flash. So you got.
CJ doesn't watch the fucking Flash no more. He only watched that first episode probably. Shit, he don't even watch that shit no more.
No, CJ enjoys The Flash. You saw you comment on Tony's thing.
CJ don't watch that shit. Yeah. I didn't see that shit.
I think, not you, I think you're a Gotham lover, but CJ loves The Flash, and Cody loves Man of Steel.
And you love Interstellar, like, which is not a good movie, so I don't know what you're great talking about.
And I love The Walking Dead.
I think best movie of the year now.
Best movie of the year.
No one's ever done.
Oh my Lord.
Definitely not the best.
I can think of 10 other films that came out this year that's better than Interstellar. Come on now, you fucking...
Oh, name him.
What do you mean, name him? I got Jake. Oh, you got two girls.
You just said
his name.
You just said his name.
I have to name him.
I want to hear.
Nightcrawler is 20 times better than what Interstellar was.
Oh, X-Men ripoff.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Gone Girl what? At least made sense at the end.
Fucking Batman wanted
to. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Fury, 20 times better than fucking Interstellar.
That was meant to be based on truth, and none of that shit ever happened, so it's all lies. Bullshit story. Continue. That never happened. It was all lies. All bullshit.
Oh, you that old, Wayne. You know that happened. Okay.
It didn't happen. Okay. I know it didn't happen. They even say that in like the...
Okay, you hear this, Samantha and CJ and people out there, you hear that we're supposed to take World War II advice from the
tanks
foreigner.
Tanks don't work that way.
From the fucking
tanks
foreigner.
Don't work foreigner? Motherfucker, you bastards didn't even enter the war. You didn't fucking enter the war until they attacked Pearl Harbor, motherfucker. We were right
there. You Australian fuck is going to give this
motherfucker. We were
to two Americans on this show.
For our life.
Son of a bitch.
It's because the Japanese bombed you bastards. And you're, oh, yeah, we're into the war now.
You fucking bastard.
Okay, that's...
See, well, they did try to help us. They did try to throw the boomerang and hopefully it would reach to us.
That boomerang worked well. That's boomerang took Hitler's head off, okay? I know that boomerang killed Hitler.
Do you know Will Smith is going to be the Captain Boomerang for the new Suicide Squad movie?
Oh, that wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, so...
That wouldn't surprise me.
This son of a bitch trying to give two Americans a history lesson about our war.
It wasn't at your war.
The Canadians did more. The Canadians did more than Australians.
You guys weren't even in the war.
You guys didn't do a goddamn thing, okay?
You weren't even in the war, motherfucker.
You Australians didn't do shit except tuck your tail.
We were there, battling away.
You didn't do shit. You were sitting there fucking watching He-Man shit. You were ready for a fantasy battle and shit.
We were. That's how it got invented.
You foreign son of a bitch. You, how dare you? This, especially after Veterans Day, you son of a bitch. Oh, how dare you?
Oh, Veterans Day. We have the same thing here.
What? Y'all ain't never joined no war. All y'all did was fucking sit back and just do nothing.
We were in the war before any of you motherfuckers
were. You weren't in shit.
We were there, the Americans sitting back having a drink.
You was in war with yourself. Bombed your own country, shit.
We're only a small army, but we're tough. We're a tough breed of men down here.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all got rid of people that only had rocks.
More tough than fucking Daryl ever.
You're so tough that Sam Worthington, yeah, oh, yeah, Sam Worthington, he's an Australian, isn't he?
No.
Oh, yeah, I'm bringing some Australians right now. So tough.
We have Thor. He represents the Australian man.
So does his brother.
Chris Hemsworth.
Thor.
Manly. Not his brother.
Yeah, so does his brother, yeah.
Liam, you know what? I'm worried Liam's actually going to become a bigger actor than his brother because he's going to get typecast as Thor.
I don't see that being the way, Wayne. How dare you?
Heath Ledger, one of the best actors of all time.
Oh, hell no. Look, come on.
Yeah, okay, I'll agree with
you. What the fuck? You Batman loving motherfucker, you.
Hey, your fucking profile photo has got you on the back.
Yeah, even I don't suck Batman's dick as much as you do. I don't even care for Nolan's trilogy that much, so shit.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think that's starting to rub off.
I'm not a Nolan fan, but like...
Walking Dead,
we were supposed to be talking about the Walking Dead.
Yeah, we're not a Nolan fanboy like Wayne is, but you know, either way.
off, you Marvel loving, motherfucker. What are you talking
about? You're gonna sit up here and say that ending. Well, explain that ending then. I
don't want to spoil anything for those who haven't
Oh my god.
It made perfect sense to me. Perfect sense. He explains it in detail.
I love how Luke was the same one. Even he didn't even know what that shit meant or whatever, and you still sitting there, oh, it made sense. Yeah, it made sense.
It did make sense. It didn't make, I can't explain it, but I understood it.
He ends up in a bookshelf dimension. Probability of him ending up.
That whole black hole was created by a...
You're talking about we don't know how a black hole works. I don't think a black hole works where it can shift you back to Earth after a 2-year time travel or whatever. It doesn't work that way. We're going to use the black hole to get back home. It doesn't work that way.
It didn't send him back home. It sent him to a different... The fifth dimension, all that bullshit. That was all what the, but fuck
the fifth dimension is it behind the daughter's bookshelf.
Yep.
It was created. That was the reason. It was made for that reason. The whole dimension was that bookshelf.
Find out, Jessica Chastain, find out, just cause that watch clicked, find out that that's her father. Hey, that makes sense.
Don't you bag Jessica Chastain. She's a good,
So that made sense that just cause her watch clicked, that was her father.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my god. Okay. See people, and that's why Wayne can't appreciate this great episode of Walking Dead is because he don't know fucking logic if it crawled up his ass and died.
Logic, a falling truck off a bridge and surviving.
That bridge wasn't even that high.
Oh, suck my balls. No way, that's bullshit. There's no way they'd survive that.
You can survive.
Unless Daryl's hair.
You can survive that.
Bullshit.
You can survive that. There, let me push you off a bridge real quick.
Fuck this episode. Fuck this episode. Final thoughts, people, before going into my black hole and hiding away.
Yo, Wayne, I see you trying to get away from that Interstellar, so yeah, I see you trying to,
Top 10 internet movie database, people. I don't know why, but apparently it is.
No, it's not. It's 11.
Oh, 11th. Oh, see, that's ridiculous. Oh, really? That's completely stupid.
You wouldn't agree with that. You're the one that made it number 11.
Are fucking batshit insane. The Nolan fans are crazy.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
You would know, right? You would know.
It all makes...
I have good taste. What can I say?
You have good taste. Motherfucker, you just said He-Man was the best series of all time.
He-Man is the best thing ever created.
You don't get an opinion no more.
I have an opinion, and I
I'm with Sammy on this. You don't get no pay. You gonna sit up here and defend He-Man over this?
You like the Iron Man 3? So that you talk.
Iron Man 3 was entertaining, goddammit.
Get Cody on here. Where's Cody? He'll back me up.
Where's?
I think Cody would even agree it's more entertaining than He-Man. He-Man ain't entertaining.
Oh fuck, Cody! Cody don't know what he's talking about.
Oh god.
Oh my god.
Can we get final thoughts?
No, we're going to get final thoughts. This is a great episode, Wayne.
Piece of shit.
I'm still waiting to hear your problems with this episode.
Everything. Boring.
Name one.
Unentertaining. Daryl being a pussy.
How has he been a pussy?
Being a hero. He did nothing.
Oh, my God.
Jameel White stole his crossbow. To shoot someone in the neck. What a stupid thing. Dumb episode. Did not like it. Unentertaining. Boring. The end.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Sammy, what did you...
I think you're just making up shit now. I really just making up shit as you go along. Did you even see this episode or did you just watch the trailer?
I did see it. I watched it. Yeah, I saw it.
And
it was shit. What can I say?
It was
I found the commercial breaks more entertaining.
Name one scene that was shit. One.
Everything.
One. No, just specific one. Just be specific.
Daryl sitting on a bed talking about bullshit. Carol's flashbacks that led to no.
Those are fucking good scenes. What are you talking about? Oh god!
He's fucking following a car. He followed a car, and the car didn't even notice him. Bullshit. Horseshit. How can you be followed in the fucking apocalyptic world by another car and not notice? That is bullshit.
Do you ever think that maybe he did notice and just didn't give a fuck?
But then that's even worse.
Why does that work?
Because why didn't he do something? Why didn't they do that?
They didn't even pose a threat to that dude!
They're a threat! They're in a car!
Oh my god!
That's dangerous!
So you mean tell me if a car is following you and you got some good distance from it, you gonna get out your car to walk towards that car, not knowing if they got weapons or not. You just gonna walk towards that car to say, hey, what are y'all doing? At it.
No, you just shoot at it. You walk towards it.
I didn't even
have
a gun.
Don't matter. Oh, just shoot at it.
You know what? You're right. After last, you'd be the first one to die in this world.
First one. Dead.
Tread with caution.
Yeah, probably.
Tread with caution, Wayne. That motherfucker. Oh, fuck that. They're following me. I'm gonna go ask them now. I'm gonna ask them why they're following me and shit. It's like, oh god.
I wouldn't go and ask them. I would step out of my car and just start shooting. And hope for the best.
Oh my god.
If they kill. Why bother? Just
you're
shoot.
A dead man.
Don't ask questions. Just shoot.
You're dead, man. You're a dead motherfucker. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, but if you were following me, my god, you'd be dead.
No, bro. I'd put a bullet in your head just because I'd tell Sammy and the rest of them and be like, no, this motherfucker's out of control and he has to go. I'd do a Carol to your ass. I'd wait till you go to sleep and I'd put a fucking knife to your head.
Well, that's alright. I'll be asleep then. I wouldn't even sense it. Awesome.
No, I'd wake you up. Alright. I'd wake you up. I'd tap you on the shoulder.
And... So, you would crawl into my bed and you'd call me gay while I'm asleep.
You'd God. Shut your fucking mouth.
Oh yeah.
Of course you would. I mean, look at me. God damn it. Come on now. Shit.
You're phenomenal. As long as you're not putting your dick in my head instead of a knife.
I was planning on putting it in your ear first before I killed you, but alright.
Oh. How would that be? Being stabbed in the ear with a dick and killing yourself with your brain.
What's wrong with that?
That'd be quite a fucking pain. That'd be pretty
well, funny. I am black, so I mean, what do you expect? I mean.
Oh, you racist motherfucker.
That ain't racist. That's a true fact. How you think CJ had that kid? Shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh. What?
Love it.
I think everyone has a
dick. Why do you think Michael Jackson wore one glove? Because his dick was so big that he was scared to touch that shit. So, I mean, come on.
He was white. We all know it. He was white, man.
Shit.
He painted himself black for years.
That motherfucker had to moonwalk out of pussy and shit. His dick was so big. Come on now. Shit.
No, he had a high-pitched voice. There's no way he had a big dick.
His dick was bigger than yours. It was cold that night, Wayne. I know.
Okay, I'm done. What, last thoughts, CJ. What did you think of this shit?
Once you got past the recaps of them explaining about how Carol became, you know, badass over her time, it did kind of pick up a little bit more. You know, just seeing the dynamic between Daryl, I mean, not Daryl, what's his name? Yeah, Daryl and, Curl. So, now we know why she ended up in the hospital, you know, at the end, seeing her get hit by that van, with her legs just go up.
Yeah, but that's another thing, that's horse shit, and she survived that.
Her legs went up, like, woo!
How can you not hear a car driving towards you?
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. I don't agree with that.
Oh my God.
It should have been Rick's horse running by.
Anyway.
Wayne.
Running her over.
Really?
Somebody cut his fucking mic off. This nigga is just making up shit as we go off. Cut his fucking mic off. But Wayne, we understand that you're trying to do this to be entertaining, but it's not working. It's annoying.
It's not annoying. At all. This is true.
Annoying fuck out.
This episode could have been at least a half an hour long if DJ would have cut all the flashbacks. Well, other than that, without the flashbacks.
Flashbacks were short as fuck. They were like seconds.
That's the problem. They were too short.
It was a little bit too many of them, though. Too many. Probably, if you cut out the flashback, you got a half an hour show. So.
Or at least extend the flashback and tell us more.
Those flashbacks was only like four of them, and it was like fucking less than a minute.
Yeah. And that was too short. You need details.
You've already seen those episodes. Why do you need details?
I don't need that. Okay, I'm not on Wayne, but I just don't like that many flashbacks. That doesn't really.
Come on, back me up. I need backup here.
You need backup here.
Yeah. So anyway,
details.
Yeah.
I don't care about Carol taking a shit in the bushes and stuff. I like to see details of what happened to her.
Anyway, I thought it was a pretty okay episode. I can't wait for next week to see how this all gets together. This mid-season.
Yeah, it was all
Sammy.
Right. It wasn't great.
Okay, I obviously like this episode. I enjoyed the filler episodes of The Walking Dead. I think they're on point. I, for one, like the flashbacks. I'd like to see a little bit of what Carol did and her evolution of a character. Daryl was, you know, a one-hit pony as usual, but that's great. If it's not broke, don't fix it. I like the sass. I don't know. Daryl really needs a shower or a towel.
Yes.
Something.
No, Wayne likes
a haircut. I'm not gonna lie. If I was there, I wouldn't say no.
He would.
He would. He definitely would.
Daryl, no.
He'd tell you, ew.
Yeah. Oh, no, Daryl.
Oh, girl,
Daryl,
boobs? Ew.
And he'd be like, now that Australian motherfucker you got there? Yeah, you heard me.
Yeah, that one.
You would get Sam going, ugh.
All I would say is be like, as long as I can watch. Take him. He's all yours, Daryl.
Does anyone even notice they actually had the tank from the first episode?
I see Wayne now.
Well, the second episode, whatever it was.
Yeah, you saw the little tank. You saw the tank. You saw the throwback to the first episode.
Why wouldn't you jump in that fucking thing and use it?
Because it's broken.
It fucking works.
It's a tank. It's a tank. It survives.
Oh my god.
You can use it for anything.
You saw Fury. Tanks don't last.
Yeah, that movie's not believable.
Oh my god.
Brad Pitt doesn't know how to drive a
car. I like the fact that Wayne didn't like the flashback, and this whole fucking season, and last season, this nigga's been saying, when are we gonna get a Carol episode? When are we gonna catch up on what Carol's been doing? It finally happened.
I want a Maggie episode, not a Carol, but give me a Maggie episode.
Maggie is boring, okay? She's boring.
Hey, not boring at all.
She's boring, Wayne.
What's wrong with
you? You don't want to do nothing with her anyway except brush her hair. Come on now, we all...
I love her hair, man. She's great hair.
I
love her hair. Nothing wrong with her hair. You can have your Rosita episode, I'll take my Maggie episode. That's all I'll say.
I don't want a Rosita episode because I fucking wouldn't finish it. I would never finish that episode. That episode would never get finished.
Well, actually, no, I think a Rosita actually flashback episode would be interesting.
I'd be covered in my own cum that day, then.
Okay, that's a lasting image people needed to hear. I guess we can end it then. Because that's it for this episode. Until fucking next week when hopefully it picks up a bit better.
Oh my god, Wayne, this is a fucking great episode. I don't know what you're talking about. This is good episode.
I could say decent, but not... good or great.
It was a great episode. Dialogue was great.
Oh my god, I think Gotham's fucked with your brain completely.
Oh my god, I think He-Man and fucking Interstellar is fucked with your brain completely.
It's opened my mind.
You are just like Christopher Nolan now. You're just making up shit.
It's opened my mind.
Making up shit.
I can see everything now.
Oh my god. Get the hell out of here with this.
Let's end this shit now.
You bookcase up.
Thank you for listening, people. We are the Recap Crew. I am Wayne.
No, you fired. I don't know what you're doing.
Wayne's fired. I'm Sammy.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I'm Sammy. I'm back. I'm here to stay, motherfuckers. I'm not gonna be left out anymore. Fuck that. I'm here. This is my shit.
You tell me.
You blame Wayne and CJ for that one.
Hey, fuck
you. Oh,
shit.
Wayne, who makes the calls, Wayne? Huh?
I'm not the boss. You're the boss.
Hey, the boss.
Too many cooks.
This ain't mine.
I reckon. You're like Michael Caine, motherfucker.
You like no one, shit, as you go along, just to fill in
some
make noise.
Yeah.
Make noise and fill in, like, important dialogue.
See, that was because of IMAX. I heard everything perfectly.
You heard nothing perfectly. Come on.
Unless you understood it.
No, honestly, that is honest truth. Don't see Interstellar in IMAX. It fucks you up.
Apparently, you understood it perfectly, too. You told me that it made sense, so, yeah.
I will write you the script and explain everything.
No, I don't want your fucking script. I damn sure don't want your fucking script. People, I'm the phenomenal one, shit.
And I'm Chicago John.
And we will be back.
Great episode. Fuck them.
Fuck them all.
No, fuck you. This was a great episode.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Jeez.
I will end it with the words of P1 is full of
fuck
shit.
You.
Oh,